Extraordinarily, there are members of that self-same board who are once again standing to be reappointed. Now, neither Parliament nor the Minister responsible for oversight have called the board to account for any of their failures. What's been done by them in terms of the massive debt incurred, the analogue switch-off soap opera, the irregular axing of the former news editor? Well, the Minister seems to think if she apportions blame to everyone but herself, she can step cleanly out of this sordid mess. To demand a financial turnaround strategy just days before the board departs seems a bizarre move indeed. One has to ask why she did not demand she receive it the day after the reported deadline for the report on the 30th of June. Instead, she's waited 3 months, and now that the SABC failings are back in the headlines, she's woken up to the fact that it's an issue.